Every now and then I read something in the news that seems so bizarrely ridiculous that I imagine it's not really true, that it's just an April Fool's Day joke, or that I'm reading The Onion rather than a real news story. That happened to me this week when I read that a handful of conservationists and ecologists think it would be a good idea to bring several large animal species from Africa, including rhinoceroses and lions, to release in America's Great Plains. Now, most of the countries in Africa have been doing a darned poor job of protecting their endangered species, but that problem is exacerbated because they're so poor. Here in America, we're also losing species, but they're not quite as large as lions and elephants, so apparently they're not on the radar screens of these so-called conservationists. How can we possibly be entertaining thoughts of introducing exotic predators and competitors to our own sage grouse, prairie chickens, sharp-tailed grouse, and other grassland species which are already declining dangerously? As if it weren't obvious enough that we need to be attending to our own disappearing native birds, introducing animals and plants from other places is always a bad idea. From house sparrows and starlings here in the United States to the snakes that have wiped out so many native birds on Guam and the cane toads that have wreaked havoc on Australia and Hawaii, along with the many diseases transported via wildlife, such as West Nile virus that may well have arrived in America from horses brought here from the Middle East. Any introduction can cause all kinds of bad things to happen. But oddly enough, the people proposing this think the main opposition they'd face would be because of what they'd dismiss as cultural obstacles. I posted the news story about this ridiculous proposal, which is actually being published as a commentary in the current issue of the journal Nature, on my blog. If this is a stupid idea, there is a good way to promote conservation between countries, as the American Bird Conservancy and Colombia's Pro Aves are doing. These two organizations have started a joint effort to protect the cerulean warbler on its wintering grounds by providing special protection on a South American reserve specifically formed for this pretty little warbler. Mike Parr of the American Bird Conservancy notes that this is the first South American preserve designed to protect a bird species that solely nests in the United States and Canada. The new reserve currently includes 500 acres of subtropical forest in the Rio Chicura Basin of Santander, Colombia. The area, one of the last natural remnant forest fragments in this region, shelters high populations of wintering cerulean warblers. The reserve also contains three critically endangered bird species, the gorgeted wood quail, Colombian mountain grackle, and chestnut-bellied hummingbird, along with many other threatened and endemic birds. I also posted on my blog a link to a couple of sad but interesting photos of a praying mantis killing and eating a ruby-throated hummingbird. And that's this week's Birds in the News. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.